Hey, greetings. This is Brother James from DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. I want to welcome young people and parents that might be listening to this. I want to talk about today in our continuing series on the gospel for youth. I've already done a long audio on the gospel, and I recently uploaded an audio for teaching about what is a saving faith. And you can go listen to them at DontPerish.com. Look for the youth tab. A lot of other tabs there, teachings there for youth. Today we want to talk about repentance. Let's go into what is repentance. This comes after a person has placed a saving faith in Christ and they're ready for action, right? We learned that a saving faith always has action. So let's talk about what is repentance. Now, because of Jesus' perfect work for us, we place our active faith, belief, in Him. And then the call all over the Holy Word of God is to repent. 2 Corinthians 7:10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. So we see that repentance is required. And let's talk about, we always get all of our truth right from God's Word. And we always can go and look at the Greek and the Hebrew. The Greek is in the New Testament. Hebrew is in the Old Testament. It's what we call root words. Let's talk about these root words. The Greek for the word repentance is metanoia, with an M. Metanoia. And it means this: guilt, reversal, change of mind. All right. So because of Jesus' perfect work for us, His shed blood to cover our sin and His resurrection to defeat death, we feel guilty, right? Holy Spirit brings guilt. He comes to convict the world. And our desire is to turn our mind to Him and to His holy ways. And we turn our mind, we change our mind about Jesus and the world and how we're living, and we want to follow God. When our mind changes, well then, naturally, right, you want to correct your actions, your ways, and your life. That would just go right in order, right? If you change your ways, change your mind, you want to change your ways. Otherwise, we would be what? Hypocrites. That's somebody that says one thing but does another, right? So this is faith and works going together. All through the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, it was always faith and works. That's what it means to have an active faith. Your faith is never just believing in Jesus. It's always an action word to do and follow and obey. And we'll talk about that more when we get to the obedience part of the gospel. So we turn from, we repent of, we change our mind about sin. What is sin? Sin is the transgression of God's law. Whatever God has said is His command and His law, when we break it, that's called a transgression. Kind of like if you speed and your mom and dad speed and they get a speeding ticket, they broke man's law. Well, when we break God's law, we're in transgression. It's called sin. This is like lying, stealing, hating, things like that, okay? Now, I need to tell you, many people today in the world, and even the church systems and modern pastors, they don't like the word repent. You know why? Because they love their sin. They don't want to forsake it. The Bible calls us to forsake our sin. That means put it away, leave it. Don't do it anymore. Turn away from it. Forsake it. But to be forgiven and to abide in Jesus, we must repent, forsake our sin, and obey Him. John 14:15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." It makes sense, doesn't it? It does. I wonder if you knew this. Did you know Jesus' first ministry words were repent? Ready? Luke 13:3. "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Perish means be lost in hell, the judgment and wrath of God. So Jesus called them to repentance. Did you know John the Baptist was the greatest man who ever lived according to Jesus? And he said this, Matthew 3:7-8. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." That just means that you should do good works and good actions if you really have repented, right? Remember, change your mind, change your ways. How about Brother Apostle Paul? He called men to repent also. Acts 17, verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. All right, so we see that all over the New Testament. It's even in the Old Testament. Ready? I'll give you some verses in the Old Testament. Ezekiel 18:30. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. See how they had to forsake their sin, otherwise it would destroy them? How about Jonah 3:9? Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? Yeah, I just need to explain that. Yes, God repented at times, but you know what the difference is? God, when he repents, just changes his mind. God doesn't have sin. God is perfect. So when God repents, he changes his mind about a judgment and he doesn't do what he originally thought he was going to do. But when we repent, because we are fallen, sinful humans, we have sin and transgression we have to turn from, right? Yeah, that makes sense. The other thing to remember is God actually allows us to have the ability to repent because of his loving mercy and his goodness. We couldn't do it without God allowing us and calling us to do it. 2 Timothy 2:25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So God calls us to repentance, and he's such a good father, he gives us the ability to repent. So repenting, I want to be clear, it's turning to God in Christ, it's turning away from all the sin we know of, it's willing to obey God because of Jesus' great love for us and his work, his shed blood, his resurrection, making a way for eternal life for us. That's why we repent. When we have an active faith, we want to turn from sin and repent. Now, here's some keys I want you to remember about repentance. It's not just being sorry about your sin. Many people think that. No, it's being sorry. It's changing your mind. It's leaving and stopping your sin. That makes sense, doesn't it? Otherwise, we'll be hypocrites, and that doesn't please God. Jesus said in John 5 and in John 8, go sin no more. Jesus called us to leave our sin. How about this? Repentance is not a one-time act either. It's something we all must do on a regular basis whenever we fall, whenever we choose sin, whenever we let the flesh get the best of us. Peter, in Acts 8:22, told Simon, who was a believer, that he did evil ways and he needed to repent. You can go read that in Acts 8:22. So repentance is something we do often as people following God, and we're imperfect and we need help and we need to turn and forsake our sin as we fall into it, choose it, whatever the case may be. How about without biblical repentance, you cannot find eternal life in Jesus and you'll be lost? Yeah, you have to repent. You have to have a faith and it must be active. But even the demons believe and tremble. Unless we repent and turn and forsake our sin, we're going to be lost. Revelation 16:9, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Repentance is very important for your salvation. So repenting, really, if you think about it, is a true act of loving and obeying God. Matthew 22, the great commandment, Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and the book of Mark adds the word strength. That's a lot. That's supposed to love God with all that you are. How can we love God? I have a question. How can we love God if we keep on sinning without a desire to repent and turn from those sins and stop them, the things that God hates? We don't love God if we don't do that, do we? No. We can't love God unless we repent, forsake our sins, and try our hardest to obey him. Now, you may say, Brother James, but I don't know all the sins I need to repent of. You know, some sins you may know of, and then other sins you don't even know about yet as you're growing up, right? Well, this is why we study God's word every day, And this is why you want parents and other people like me, I'm happy to help you, teach you how to live and teach you the guides of God's Word. The Bible is full of what's called doctrine. And doctrine means instructions. Like your mom and dad probably have instructions in your house on things you have to do, chores, rules, behavior. Well, the Bible is our instruction. And you can learn it over time. And God's Spirit is going to help you. Ready? John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Isn't that awesome? He's going to teach us if we seek him. So trust in the Lord. He'll guide you. And you can have adults, your mom and dad, and other people like me. If your mom and dad trust me to teach you, they can help you and teach you God's ways so you know what you need to repent of. So now that we know what repentance is biblically, I'm going to list a whole bunch of verses on the link where you heard this audio. And they're all about repentance. I want you to go read those verses and then read the verses around them. Read the verses before it. Read the verses after it. And this is going to help give you a complete understanding of repentance in God's Word. So that's kind of a homework assignment. Go look up all those words, scripture verses, where it has the word repentance in it, okay? So then after you go and you read all those verses, you write down any questions you have and have your mom and dad, or if they let you email, you can email me questions and I'd be happy to answer them for you. Questions about repentance. So we must have an active faith, a saving faith, always leads to repentance, which is going to lead to new life, being born from above. That's our next topic. And then holiness is the fruit of all of these things we do for God and God is doing in us. And then we have to endure every day, every week, every month, every year as we follow Jesus. That's the gospel to eternal life, and we're going to keep going through it together. Why do we do this? Well, we love God, we love our neighbor, we care about your soul, and we want to help people to glorify God because he's an awesome Savior, and we want to tell everyone about him. So, till next time, again, we're going to cover born again next. Let me know if you have any questions. Seek the kingdom of God with all that you are. Repent and obey the gospel. You can look up that link on the gospel if you haven't heard it yet. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. We love you all. May God be praised.